You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected. CannabisRadio.com presents NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. The National Cannabis Industry Association is the only national trade organization representing the businesses of the legal cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice covers a range of topics, including the rapidly evolving political and policy changes that affect our industry, news and events of importance to cannabis professionals, and features on companies, individuals, and campaigns at the cutting edge of the cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice begins now.
Hello, thanks for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, NCIA's Deputy Director of Communications. Today, my guest is Kelly Nielsen. She's the Vice President of Insights and Analytics at BDSA. She leads the Insights and Analytics team and engages with clients to generate insights from a vast quantity of data to make informed business decisions and drive results. Together with her team, she works with manufacturers, retailers, and investors to deliver unmatched insights and analytics to drive their businesses forward. BDSA is headquartered in Boulder, Colorado, and is the premier global cannabis market research firm, helping businesses improve revenues, reduce innovation risk, and prioritize market expansion. Thanks for joining me on the show today, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Bethany.
Absolutely. And the dashboard, the platform of BDSA GreenEdge, is something that NCIA offers some access to in conjunction with BDSA for members. So we can talk a bit more about that later. Let's start by getting to know you a little bit better and your background and things you did in, before jumping into this cannabis data world.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is entirely in some degree of data analytics. So the first 13 years of my career, I worked with the Nielsen Company, specifically working within their innovation practice area called BASES. And so I spent 13 years there, kind of started as an analyst back in the day. And in the end, the last several years of my career there, I led the team that was specifically responsible for bringing innovation insights to the alcohol beverage industry. So I think when it comes to, which I know we'll talk a little bit about how I ended up in cannabis, but through my time at Nielsen, the pieces that I always really resonated with and I always thought the most interesting were those categories where the data was always a little bit messy. And so I spent a lot of time in what we refer to as the verticals team or new verticals team. So anything outside of what we would consider traditional consumer packaged goods or traditional, what you find in the grocery store. And so my background is in messy data and partnering with organizations to make decisions using that particular data.
Interesting. So do you like to say that you like to streamline chaos? That's a phrase that I like to use in some of my project management side of my work.
I absolutely think that that's a great way to think about it. Streamlining chaos and helping organizations really figure out what to do with a wide array of information that is not nearly as clean and specific as maybe, you know, if you were thinking about something like, you know, just a traditional consumer packaged goods. If we were talking about, you know, mac and cheese or slices of cheese or something along those lines, things that are a little bit harder to track.
Yeah, those other items seem a little bit more straightforward as well. And I noticed your last name is Nielsen. Is there a connection there or just coincidence?
So it depends who you ask. So I had the job at Nielsen longer than I had the name. So I married into the Nielsen name. My now husband would tell you it was fate though, because we met when I had first started my job there, and I gave him my business card, and he decided that that was fate and meant to be. So here we are, gosh, 14, 15 years later.
Oh, I love that. That's great. So let's get into how you ended up taking the step to the right or left, whichever, into the cannabis industry and movement, really. It's definitely mm-hmm. more than just a straightforward industry. There's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, my foray into cannabis, especially, you know, from a career perspective, started about, I'd say 2.5-3 years ago, you know, at which point we started seeing more and more states legalizing in the United States right around the same time as federal legalization in the Canadian market. And given that the industries that I've always been most interested in are those that are emerging and interesting and, you know, a little bit messy, I think cannabis really fit that mold. And so the last, I'd say 18 months or so while I was at Nielsen, started to explore the cannabis space again within the innovation practice area, understanding how we could partner with, at that time, LPs or legal producers in Canada to help them figure out how to think about their innovation platform. You know, given the current legal state in the United States market, the opportunities to continue to expand that practice were a little bit more limited. And so I have had longstanding business contacts, business relationships with many folks at BDSA. And it was always something that I found very interesting. And so we stayed in touch. And as time went on, and I was looking to, you know, potentially make a switch in my career and get more involved in the cannabis industry, I was very lucky that it seemed like opportunities emerged for me in this organization around the same time that I started really expanding my interest into this particular space.
Gotcha. Yeah. BDSA definitely brought some of the sophistication from other industries into cannabis right at the exact time that we needed to start sorting through that mm-hmm. data. And I recall when I believe Roy Bingham is still at the lead of the company there, bringing the partnership idea to NCIA to allow NCIA members, operators, retailers, to have access to some of this really important sales data and trends, which we were just starting to get our arms around, you mm-hmm. know, through the timing of all that. So really important opportunity to look at some facts and figures right when we needed it. Sure.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the entire industry just continues to get more and more sophisticated, both from the manufacturing side of things, the retailer side of things. And then, you know, that means for us as a data provider, we need to move in that same direction.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all get excited at NCIA when new states legalize and start their legal sales. And then that means BDSA has some new data coming down around yep. the pike a few months later. So it's great. So yeah. So today you're with BDSA.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You have how many states across the country that you're tracking sales data trends for? What else is going on with you in 2021 in the future?
Yeah. So as of today, we're super excited. As of today, we have 11 tracked markets through BDSA retail sales tracking. So that's partnering with dispensaries to understand what type of what types of products down to the SKU level are really selling through dispensaries. But we're actually super excited. Tomorrow, we are launching our 12th market, which we'll be launching the Missouri market. So I think timing is pretty good here. So we will have 12 markets in total, and we're always keeping our eye open on what's on the horizon, right? So as we think about what markets are opening in 2022, 2023, you know, taking a very close look at timing of that Northeast seaboard with states like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, et cetera. So there's always new states on the horizon that we're looking to continue to expand our overall geography footprint.
Absolutely. And I'm getting incredibly excited watching those teeny tiny little states in the upper Northeast. I'm from Maryland originally. Ah. So there's a lot of little states up there that are, making their way toward full adult use cannabis mm-hmm. legalization, mm-hmm. some a little slower than others. But it really is interesting to watch that part of the country. They're like a domino effect, sort of, watching New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, they're all a little bit mm-hmm. different right now, but maybe they'll start to streamline in their laws and regulations as we go forward as well. Anything else you're kind of looking forward to in the near future here? Or, you know, it's asking the question, when do you think we'll have full legalization in the United States is hilarious. because if you asked people 5 or 6 years ago, they would have said, oh, definitely by 2020. Yep. Well, definitely. And it's like, well, welp.
Time comes and goes. Yeah, you know, I think from my perspective, there's a couple things. So I think when we talk about legalization here at BDSA, you know, we do expect some degree of, I'm air quoting, I know you can't see me, but air quotes of federal legalization in the next year, 18 months or so. But, you know, really what that means continues to evolve. At the loosest level, we think that some degree of federal legalization means some sort of more open banking to allow organizations to have more access to capital, and then some form of decriminalization so that there's an adjustment to the incarceration rates across mm-hmm. the board, right? And so that's how we're thinking about, you know, what we mean by federal legalization, because at the end of the day, and as we think about the outlook and the projection for the cannabis industry, we expect that states will reserve the right to regulate cannabis within their borders. So despite any sort of federal legalization, we do not think that that necessarily means, you know, immediate cross-state commerce or anything like that for many years to come.
Let's talk about who some of those players are in the global market. And, you know, as I said before the break, making predictions are very difficult these days, but what are we kind of seeing maybe in the next 5 years with this global market for cannabis?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, maybe the first place I'll actually start is to that point of it being very difficult to, you know, gather information and feedback. So, you know, here at BDSA, we provide that five-year outlook, five-year projections at the global level of what we think is going to happen in the industry. And I'll get more to that in a second, because I first want to talk about how we do this. So when we think about our market forecast, we provide a global perspective, but then within the United States and Canada, we actually provide out-year projections at the state or province level, all the way down to the category level. And so, you know, to your point of that being difficult to do, it is, because things are constantly changing. But I'll start by saying we gather as much information as we possibly can. And so we're leveraging information from, you know, BDSA retail sales tracking. So that analysis that we're doing of tracking sales through dispensaries. We are tracking consumer feedback, that we conduct surveys on a regular basis to understand how consumer perception is changing over time. We're gathering any sort of information we can that's publicly available at a state or at a country level when we're talking about international, any information around tax law, demographic information, any regulatory frameworks, and gathering as much information as we can, because I think the key is that things do continue to evolve. And so we do update our forecasts on an ongoing basis to keep ahead of all of those changes. And so, you know, when we think about what that means for out year and we think about where the market is headed, as of right now, we are estimating that the 2021 global legal cannabis outlook is going to approach $30.6 billion here in 2021. And we expect that to continue to expand to $62.1 billion by 2026. So that's more than doubling over the next 5 years.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And so that's super exciting.
Wow. Yes.
And when we think about where that's coming from, you know, that actually is encompassing of the United States, Canada, and over 30 other countries in the world. But I think the key here of like, where is that volume coming from really is the North America market, particularly the United States. So when we think about the outlook, the United States, particularly adult use growth over the next 5 years, is going to be making up a majority of those incremental dollars that we're seeing.
Wow, that's a lot of incredible potential. I mean, but here in the US, you know, we've had a few years to watch what's happened with the first states that were to legalize for adult use, which was truly groundbreaking, even for me as a many, many years long medical marijuana activist, couldn't believe it was actually legalized for adult use over 21. So those first states, Colorado, California, Oregon, Washington, what were those trends that emerged from that journey? And can we expect that to hold true for other emerging markets as far as lessons learned watching over these last 6 or 7 years of adult use?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think, you know, first to level set, let's just talk about where we're coming from and where we're going in the total US market, because I think that's a good place to start. And then let's talk about breaking down the markets and the trends that we're seeing. And so just to provide some context, we expect the US legal cannabis market to reach about $24.9 billion in 2021. Wow. That represents about a 38% increase over 2020. So just to provide some context there. And we expect that to continue to expand to about $47.6 billion by 2026. And so obviously over the next 5 years, we're going to have kind of several different trends, several different dynamics that are playing into that overall growth. The first being, exactly as you mentioned, this evolution of these mature markets, which I think is so interesting because when we think about these mature markets, there's two dynamics that are kind of taking place. The first is that these states are still continuing to expand, right? Like, so if we look at 2021 sales for states like California, Nevada, Oregon, Colorado, when we take a look year to date, there is double-digit growth over 2020. And 2020 was a breakthrough year for those mature markets. And so, you know, if you think about markets beginning to taper out or their growth beginning to decline, like, we're seeing double-digit growth continue even, you know, at this point, what are we with Colorado? 10 years into, 9 years into legalization, mm-hmm. continuing to expand. And so that's really exciting when we take a look at some of those most established states.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Kelly. I appreciate your insights. And where can folks learn more about BDSA?
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to visit our website at bdsa.com. A lot of really great insights and information there, both around our solutions, as well as our blog and other white papers that we put out on a regular basis. So that'd be a great place to stop. And then from there, if you have any specific questions, reach out to info@bdsa.com.
Perfect. Thank you again for joining us on the show today, Kelly. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.